played this team last time. You know, it's not like the Chiefs when it's so close, being separated that much. Does that make it easier or harder? I mean, they're a different team than they were the first time you faced them, Coach.
It makes it a little more difficult because you got to go back and kind of see what they did against us, what they were before they played us, and now see where they're at right now. There's been some changes for them personnel-wise. They've had some injuries that have kind of shuffled some things around for them. So that's changed a little bit of what they've done, but at the same time, they still do just a different way to get to what they're doing.
You've been on this offensive staff with no Sean longer than I think just about anybody. How is he a different guy now than the guy you remember when you came in?
Probably maturity. You can see how he's really grown up as a person, and he's carried that over to the football field. I still think he has his moments, you know, on the field, you know, where he has, you know, he gets a little fired up, and that's a good thing, though. We want to see that out of our guys. You can tell he cares about it. You know, it means a lot to him, and he wants to make sure that he does the best he can for his teammates, and he's such a team player. You know, he's never anything about, hey, get me the ball or can I get more touches. He's never said anything, and I know there's been a few situations where, you know, we probably should have stayed with him or gone to him more, and, you know, he's always just done what we've asked him to do, and that's really been impressive.
You said you wanted to dial back the workload a while back and you gave him 37 carries the next game. Has it gotten to the point now where he's, like, do you feel good with the balance in terms of how you use them and his?
I think we've headed in the right direction. We've had quite a few games where we've split it up with him and Monte, and, you know, hopefully we can continue that trend. I like using both those guys, and then whatever the third backs up, I'd love to get, you know, whether it's Ronnie or CJ and get them both going. You know, if they can take a few carries off both those guys, that'd be great because they do bring a little different dimension. You know, Ronnie brings an explosion that we don't really have with anybody else, and if we can give him a couple opportunities a game, that would be helpful to the offense.
I think the knock on him, I remember early, was that he wouldn't break, like, the really long runs or, you know, tend to kind of get tripped up after maybe first contact. How is he better at that now? What has he done to make himself? It's almost like he's changed his style.
I feel like his conditioning probably is better than it's ever been. He had a great, you know, off season with, you know, with what we were doing with him. And probably the biggest thing is just that experience of understanding when he's getting hit a certain way, how to keep his balance and keep his feet, keep his, you know, body control going. And I think that can be learned through experience. And college is a different game than the pros. And you get hit different. You get hit harder, maybe at different angles. Things do happen faster. And he's done a good job adjusting his game from what he did in college to now.
Should he be a Pro Bowler this year?
That's not my call. I know he's had a really good season for us.
How cool was it for you to be a part of the 51 and to watch the celebration on the field?
I was happy for all our guys on offense. You know, they really, I think it meant a lot to everybody. You know, when he got that, you could tell our guys were excited, and they were aware of it, except Julius was the only one that had no idea what was going on. It's not surprising, but, you know, when I remember I was in Detroit when we played Peyton in 2004, and he threw 6 touchdown passes against us in the 3 quarters. So I know there was a lot of 4th quarters he didn't get a play. And for him to break that record, you know, I was happy for him that he was able to get that record back.
That said, there's a couple more records out there that are certainly attainable this week. Will you continue to play ball, I guess, is the message was you guys got last week in the 4th quarter?
Well, I know we need to win this game. So whatever we need to do to win this game, that's what we're going to try to do. And then whatever happens with all the rest of that stuff, then it happens. But at the end of the day, we need to win the game.
Have you talked to this offense about cleaning up the penalties a little bit?
Yeah, that was a very unusual deal for us. You know, we keep track of what we're doing on our side of the ball, and we've been very good as far as our penalties per the amount of plays that we have per game, and that was very unusual for us. And to have them all up front, that was disappointing, and we've addressed that, you know. So that will be one thing, and that hurt us in our third downs. You know, we had a couple penalties where we either had a conversion or we were in third and manageable, and we didn't do a good job of staying in that spot, and we had a penalty, got pushed back, and then didn't get the conversion.
When it happens only like in one game, it's not really the norm. Do you just kind of chalk it up to an aberration or something else?
I think a little bit it was who we were playing. That's a tough group that they were going against. You know, obviously J.J. Watt and Antonio Smith. I mean, those guys are coming every play, and you know, you're doing everything you can to battle to make sure that Peyton doesn't get hit and making sure they don't get clean shots in the back. And sometimes, You know, all of a sudden you accidentally pull a guy, you're trying to get a little bit of a jump on him. You know, we get a false start, a holding. You know, we just got to clean those up. I think a little bit had to do with that group we were playing. That's a very, very talented group, and they play hard every snap, and that's a tough defense.
How good, Jeff, do you think you've done throughout the year of preventing Peyton from getting hit? And specifically, talk a little bit about Vasquez and his role with this offensive line.
I think the line is really taking it to heart to make sure that he doesn't, you know, that we did everything we could to make sure that he took less hits this year. And the backs have done the same thing of making sure, hey, when my backer comes, I'm going to pick him up. And I know we've had our few breakdowns here and there, but at the end of the day, he's been sacked, you know, one of the fewest sack quarterbacks in the league. He's been one of the fewest hit quarterbacks in the league. And you know, that's the main goal at the end of the day. And Lewis has been a big part of that. You know, just his size, between him and Manny in there, and even Zane, even though Zane's not as big as those two guys, that size inside to keep that pocket firm where they can run him around the edge and step up, that's been critical for our success so far.
Specifically, the scoring record, 18 away. You've been on pace all year. Now you're just 18 away. First-year coordinator, are you excited?
I'm excited for us to get this win. That's the biggest thing. I know that's not what you hear. You don't want to hear that. But, I mean, this is a big game for us. And we went in last game when we've been talking about this is these last two games are playoff games for us. And we want to make sure that we're heading in the right direction with what we're doing on offense.
Go back to the offensive line for a sec. Manny, where he was, when you guys first permanent center in the offseason, how much has he grown to where he is now?
I think with the amount of volume we do, the biggest strides he's made is being able to make sure everybody's on the same page. And he's taken a lot off of Peyton's plate, which is big for us. And not saying that anybody that was playing before him didn't do that, but just having that change at center and him being able to step in there and being a physical presence plus the mental part of that game, it's been big for us.